Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. We are talking ESBH and W. That's entertainment, sports, beauty, health, because it is truly your wealth. With my personal always positive 3 T's, that's takeaway, tips, and tools, hopefully that you could use to live a life full of light, love, sunshine, sunflowers, and today, fashion that makes a difference. So today I wanted to talk about Zendaya's new collection with Dapper Dan. Okay, no, not really, not Dapper Dan, but I wish it was Dapper Dan, but it is Tommy Hilfiger. So stay tuned, you'll find out who was actually on the runway with Zendaya after we hear a word from our sponsor. Now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right onto the runway and sashay strange. So who was actually on the runway with the beautiful, super talented Zendaya? It is none other than, take one guess, drum roll please, Grace Jones herself. Like the greatest of all times when it comes to paving a way for beautiful brown skin girls in fashion and entertainment. So Grace Jones is probably one of the only supermodels so far to actually buy the entire collection from Zendaya. So let's take a look at the actual article. I love that the title, it's from Elle.com, Elle magazine. It's written by Farron Crenshaw. It says, Zendaya cast only black models in her joyful Tommy Hilfiger show. I love that she put joyful in connection with black models. So who else? So Beverly Johnson, who is definitely the greatest of all times. And I think Beverly Johnson is actually playing a lot of golf, which I think is awesome. Pat Cleveland, who Zendaya possibly might play her in an upcoming movie role about her life. And so here's what the article says. It's easy to be cynical about a celebrity fashion project with a giant clothing brand. From the astronomical budget and relentless branding to the crush of people backstage, the whole thing can feel like a heart emoji replaced an actual heart. Enter Zendaya, an American sweetheart for Gen Z, with her doll perfect features and her famously take no SH, y'all know the rest, attitude when it comes to speaking her mind. On Saturday night in Paris, she presented her first Tommy Now collection for Tommy Hilfiger with enough soul to make the whole audience, including Gigi Hadid, Tyra Banks, and some very excited French teenagers, stand up and dance. But it turns out the 22-year-old star was cynical too, at least at first. Tommy called me, she said, backstage in Paris before the show. I didn't really believe it was him at first. Tommy Hilfiger on the phone, what? And he said, look, if you do a show with me, you could have whatever you want and do whatever you want. Go nuts. If you have a vision, tell me and we'll execute it together. She laughs. I really didn't believe him. After some coaxing from her creative partner and stylist, La Roche, she decided to give it a try, telling Hilfiger, I want to make a show inspired by the women who made it possible for me to be in this position where I am now. Honestly, I just wanted to say thank you to them through this show. I said to Tommy, if we do a show, this is what it needs to be about. And Tommy said, great, go for it. And we actually meant it. I mean, look. She gestured to the runway cast, 59 African-American models, ages 18 to 70, including some of the women of color Zendaya wants to thank for their influence in fashion, Hollywood, and beyond. Pioneering icons like Beverly Johnson, Veronica Webb, Beverly Peel. That's so awesome. I used to train Beverly Peel. She's beautiful. Walked the show along with Pat Cleveland, who said backstage, Zendaya talked to me about the Battle of Versailles, about Studio 54 in the 70s and 80s. She really wanted somebody who had been there and lived it on the runway. In a way, she grins. I think the show is really based on the story of my life. Cleveland also hinted that Zendaya may play her in a movie based on her autobiography. And we are so here for all of that fashion. And I always love when young people like Zendaya pay tribute to the people that paved the way for them. And I'm super excited for Beverly Peel, who I know we haven't really heard that much from her. But I know her daughter was actually on the show. Her daughter's actually modeling now. Her daughter's name is Cairo. Beautiful young lady. She looks a lot like her mom. But Grace Jones, let's get back to Grace Jones. Grace Jones is such a big personality. And I think she was kind of that personality like before people were used to people like really being flamboyant and being themselves. Like that was her in the modeling world. That was her as far as doing films and television. I don't know that she really did a lot of television. But here's what the article says about Grace Jones. We said we want Grace Jones. She represents so much beauty and power, and she needs to be here, Zendaya explains. And somehow, Tommy's team made it happen. Hint, it was with help from casting director Michelle Lee. I went to Grace's fitting this morning, said La Roach, and she loved the clothes so much that she actually got a little teary. She said, I love everything. So we sent her everything. She's the first person besides Zendaya to own the complete collection. So the collection includes lots of body skimming disco dresses, like from the 70s, a ton of flare jeans, sorry straight leg fans, high-waisted wide leg pants worn with striped knits, and a few subversive twists on beauty ideals, including a series of striped swimsuits that channel the original Barbie, but turn her into a modern superstar. So I can't wait to see the collection Tommy Hilfiger. I don't know that he's a designer that I would have shopped. I would have loved to have seen Dapper Dan, Tracy Reese, and some of the other African-American designers that really don't get the shine and or the budgets to do big shows like this, where they're considered, you know, designers that have paved the way for other African-American designers. But I'm excited for Zendaya. I'm excited to see this line. So thanks for listening to this episode of Cut to the Chase at 8. And I definitely appreciate you subscribing and leaving your positive feedback. And eventually this will turn into a Facebook Live conversation and or an Instagram Live conversation. So thanks for listening, and we will chat tomorrow. So it's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. And we are talking ESBHW. That's entertainment, sports, beauty, health, because it is your wealth, with my personal always positive 3 T's. That's takeaway tips and tools that you can use to live a life full of light, love, and sunshine, and sunflowers, and always more love. Thanks for listening. Thank you.